I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from around the world. This week in women's history, on June 10, 1963, the Equal Pay Act was enacted. The bill was among the first laws in American history aimed at reducing gender discrimination in the workplace. New government data shows the suicide rate among women is steadily increasing in the U.S. NPR reports that while many more men die by suicide, the rates among women have grown more than twice as much as the rates among men from 2000 to 2016. The National Center for Health Statistics found the rate of suicide among men increased by 21%, while the rate among women increased by 50%. For women between the ages of 45 and 64, it increased by 60%. The report also found an increase in suicide deaths among adolescent girls. Researchers don't have clear answers yet on why this is happening, but they point out that people often turn to suicide when they feel totally overwhelmed. This week, a trailblazing female basketball player and coach died. The Associated Press reports Ann Donovan died of heart failure. She was 56. Donovan was in the Basketball Hall of Fame and won a national championship at Old Dominion. She also won two Olympic gold medals as a player and another as a coach. Donovan became the first female coach and the youngest person to win a title in the WNBA, guiding the Seattle Storm to a championship in 2004. In Nebraska, some legislators are criticizing an effort by the state's Health and Human Services Department to acquire the private health records of some women who were referred for emergency abortions. The Omaha World Herald reports the requirement is part of a request by the state agency to find providers for federally funded Title X family planning services. A spokesman said the requirement is to ensure that clinics are complying with new restrictions that require organizations getting Title X money to be totally separate from organizations that offer abortions or refer women for abortions. Critics said the requirement violates a compromise legislators in Nebraska reached earlier this year that allows clinics getting Title X funding to refer a woman for an abortion when her life is in danger or there could be a risk of substantial impairment to a major bodily function. Lawmakers also raised concerns about patient privacy, but state officials said that will be protected. In Tanzania, the government has decided to remove tax from menstrual pads in a move celebrated as a victory by advocates who want free distribution of such products to help girls stay in school. AllAfrica.com reported many girls in Tanzania and other developing countries fall behind in school when they don't have access to sanitary pads because they often stay home. In Haiti, the government has permanently banned the aid group Oxfam from working in the country because of sexual misconduct by some of its workers following the 2010 earthquake. The Guardian reported three ministries said the ban was because of Oxfam's violation of Haitian law and serious violation of the principle of the dignity of the human beings. The international charity was accused of covering up an investigation into staffers hiring sex workers following the 2010 earthquake. Oxfam fired four people and allowed three others, including the country director, to resign. That same country director was later accused of hiring sex workers when Oxfam worked in Chad in 2006. In Hong Kong, domestic workers marched in the streets demanding better living and working conditions. The South China Morning Post reported the action by about 30 women came just ahead of International Domestic Workers Day on June 16th. An alliance of groups from countries such as Thailand, the Philippines, and Nepal organized the protest. A spokesman for the group said some workers are sleeping in corridors, bathrooms, and even rooftops, and it wants the term suitable accommodation to be more clearly defined in employment contracts, along with a list of what is not suitable. The group wants the government to require a provision that workers have at least 11 hours of uninterrupted rest between two consecutive working days. The Department of Homeland Security is denying a report by CNN that it took a child away from its mother while she was breastfeeding. Her lawyer claims when the mother protested, she was handcuffed. BuzzFeed reports DHS officials told reporters they didn't believe the story and said the agency doesn't separate babies from adults. When pressed for details, however, on the exact age when children can be separated from their parents who crossed the border illegally, the official could not clarify. The Cut reports that since the Trump administration began its zero-tolerance policy in May, more than 1,000 children have been separated from their parents at the border. A new report by the World Bank finds the global gender wealth gap costs the world $160 trillion. According to Women's Advancement Deeply, the report found that women face barriers to economic participation in nearly every country. The biggest disparities are in East Asia and the Pacific, North America and Europe, and Central Asia. The gaps mean global capital wealth is 20% lower than it should be, according to the authors. They write that governments need to focus on policies that foster more economic inclusion, such as making outside childcare more affordable and building better infrastructure for electricity and water so women aren't forced to travel for those resources. And in New Mexico news, a New Mexico sergeant and two former colleagues have filed a lawsuit against State Police Chief Pete Casetas, accusing him of discrimination, lewd behavior, and malice toward women. The Associated Press reports the lawsuit filed this week and first reported by the Santa Fe New Mexican seeks a jury trial and compensation for damages. It also describes a culture in which the Department of Public Safety under Governor Susana Martinez refused to address the chief's discriminatory and retaliatory treatment of employees. A spokesman for the Martinez administration says the lawsuit complaint contains, quote, ridiculous allegations that are completely removed from the truth. The plaintiffs allege Casetas mooned staff in one instance and used a derogatory term in reference to women within the department. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.